This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول واحذروا. وقال تعالى: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here from the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, previously known as the Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal. And the Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal was established in 1923. So in 2023, this is the 100th year of the Jamiatul Ulama. And in this regard, we are here as part of our outreach, and we will be inshallah engaging with the community. And we will be having a program also, inshallah, tonight after Isha, where we humbly request everyone's participation. And our message that we would like to convey to the Muslim Ummah is four important points that we would like to present forward to the people. And this doesn't mean that these four things are the complete picture of Islam, but we feel that these are the important points that we have to keep in mind. One is obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt whatsoever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Islam as a means of guidance for the entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ شَرِيعَةً مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah has given you a sharia, a path. فَاتَّبِعْهَا. Follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not follow the path of those who follow their desires and who are ignorant. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا, says Allah in Surah Ma'idah, the seven juz of the Holy Quran. Obey Allah's messenger, and take precaution. Do not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We firmly believe that our success both in this world and in the year after, our complete success in every matter, lies to the extent of our obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything relates to obedience to Allah and His Rasul. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great scholars in our history, the Mufti Azam of Pakistan, in his tafsir writes, in a very amazing thing he writes, he says, the greater and the better your relationship with Allah, the better will your relationship be with human beings. Just imagine, many a times you and I, we worry and we concern, we don't have good marital relationship, we don't have good relationship with our neighbors. What does he say? The better your relationship with Allah, the better your relationship will be with people. Under the verse in the seventh juz in Surah An'am, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِّن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has the capacity to bring azab upon you from the top if you disobey Allah. Or Allah has got the capacity to bring azab upon you from the bottom. Normally the ulama translated it, said Allah can bring azab in the form of rain which creates floods. Or Allah has got the capacity to bring azab from the bottom where the earth shakes and the earthquakes. We not say that every earthquake is necessarily an adab, but Allah Ta'ala says Allah has got the capacity to bring adab upon you from the top and from the bottom. One of the tafsirs, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, says Allah has got the capacity when you disobey Allah to bring adab upon you from the top, from your authorities, from your government. When you disobey Allah, your government becomes unconcerned about you. Your government becomes corrupt. And it makes logic. you disobey your creator, your authority, the people who are in authority will have, and they will not care about you. And similarly, he says, from the bottom means Allah has got the capacity to bring adab upon you from the bottom, that the people who are under your authority no more listen to you. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, the day I do something against Allah's command, I see the impact upon even the camels which I ride. They don't obey me. And then we complain about the labor force. Well, what do you expect? You have not been obedient to your authority. How are they going to be obedient to your authority over them? So Allah Ta'ala, everything, my dear respected brothers, it is for us to understand our success is in obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You cannot achieve success. You cannot achieve happiness by disobeying the one in whose hands lies success and happiness. How can you be happy when the one who is the source of happiness, you have disobeyed? So my dear respected brothers, we make mention that this is one of the most important things for every believer. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Every aspect of Islam, you carry it and you try your utmost to deal with it. Islam is not only about Salat, Roza, Zakat, which is an important fundamental aspect of Islam. But Islam is also about our akhlaq. How do we behave with other people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that a person, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لِيُدْرِكَ بِحُسْنِ خُلْقِهِ دَرَجَةَ قَائِمِ اللَّيْلِ وَسَائِمِ النَّهَارِ. That a mu'min and a believer gets that reward of a person who makes the hajjud whole night and he fasts whole day because of good conduct he displays to others. The longest verse in the Holy Quran is about monetary dealings. That when you take a loan from someone, have two witnesses and write it down. There are many occasions in our Sharia which tells us that despite great amount of ibadat, of namaz, roza, zakat, if a person has let another person down in his monetary dealings, he will not go into Jannah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Atadruna mal muflis?" Do you know who is a person who is a pauper? The person who doesn't have money, said the Sahaba. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is not a pauper. A pauper is the one who has got great amount of deeds, good deeds. He will come in front of Allah with those good deeds. And Allah will say, you had done someone down monetarily. You took a loan from him and you didn't repay it. You let a person down in your business dealing. You were deceitful upon him. You swore him. You abused him. You took away his rights. Allah will take away all your good deeds. So Islam is a complete way of life. Let us follow Allah and His Rasul for our success, both in this world and the year after. The second important thing that, my dear respected brothers, we are emphasizing, and of course the Quran emphasizes upon us, is to strive for the unity of the Muslim Ummah. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast unto the rope of Almighty Allah collectively and do not be divided. There is absolutely no doubt whatsoever, in unity lies strength. There can be no two opinions with regard to it. And because of the importance of unity, Islam has laid so much of emphasis with regard to it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, يَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ. Allah's assistance and His hand, hands here meaning Allah Ta'ala's assistance, is upon the united lot. Man faraqa, and whoever goes away from the united lot, he becomes part and a pawn of shaitan. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. The one who does and goes away from the united lot, he falls into the prey and to the ways of shaitan. Barakata ma'al jama'ah. Blessings is with a united lot. Allah's assistance is with a united lot. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is one of our great scholars. He is the son of Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Few days before he passed away, he gave a talk in Lahore. And in this talk, it is known as Ummat Pana, bringing the Ummah together. He emphasized the importance of bringing the Ummah together. And in that, you must read it. It has been published in English also. And I will just make mention of few points which he has made mention in his bayan, which was his last bayan, so to speak, his farewell message. He said in Medina Munawwara, if there were 10,000 people in the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everyone had the support of 9,999 people. No one wished him ill. In a Muslim ummah, each and everyone must be supporters of one another. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ says Allah in the Holy Quran, the believing males and females are protectors of one another. Protectors in one way. What way? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ They help one another do good. They prevent them from evil. They establish salat with help one another to establish salat and do good. We are protectors and helpers of one another. Then he went on to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made great amount of effort to bring about this ummah and make it one. And this ummah was made one on the basis of the kalima la ilaha illallah. And he said unity will only come when we look beyond our own people, our own race, our own tribe. He said that this is very important for us to understand. Slogans like my country, my people, my gam, my village, my type of people. That type of slogans, it breaks the ummah. On one occasion, in one expedition, there was an argument between a person from Makkah and a person from Medina. The person from Makkah called the people, Ya Ahle Makkah, O people of Makkah, you are from my place. Come and help me. The people of Medina, the person of Medina, in an argument between two individuals. The Medina person called the people of Medina. The Makkah person called the people of Makkah to help him. And what started off as an argument between two individuals ended up into an argument between, almost into a civil war between people of Makkah and Medina. Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, Ma ba'du da'wal jahiliya. What is the slogan of ignorance? Leave it, fa inna muntina. It's got an odor, it's got a smell. I didn't come to teach you this. I came to teach you oneness on the basis of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then only he's going to make mention in that very same bayan. He made mention of a hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah. He will have excessive salat, excessive zikr, excessive ibadah. Allah will put him in Jahannam. And he will say, Allah, why are you putting me in Jahannam? And he will say, the ummah was at a critical stage. You said a statement and you broke the unity of the ummah. You broke the whole unity of the ummah going to Jahannam. Despite the amount of zakat and salat and ibadat that you made. My dear respected brothers, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went on to make mention, he says, creating disunity amongst the ummah is even more severe than leaving Jummah salat. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran speaks about the aspect of disunity. And he says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْحَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاسْبِرُوا Do not dispute amongst yourselves. Do not argue. When you argue, you will become cowards and you will become weak. History bears testimony to this fact. When the Muslims were disunited, they became weak. And this is the reality. When we argue, we become weak. I have seen, never mind the ummah, I have seen families. They were empires. They started fighting amongst themselves. Allah Ta'ala made them weak. This is a general principle Allah makes mention of in the Holy Quran. You fight, you argue, you become cowards, you become weak. Look at the history of the ummah. The ummah prospered and the ummah gained greater amount of success when they were united. And when they were disunited, the enemies was always looking for an opportunity to complete and to have authority over the ummah. And they are looking for ways to disunite the ummah. Today we are talking, there is a general bayan that has been prepared for the 15th of May, is the Naqaba, the catastrophe, where Palestine was disunited and the enemies took over Palestine. It is known, 15 May is regarded as a catastrophe. And of course the person who brought, it didn't happen only now, it happened previously also, that Jerusalem was taken by the Crusaders. And for over 87 years, there were no Jummah Salat performed in the Masjid Aqsa. Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Ali regained Jerusalem by his jihad and his effort and his striving. And go and read his history. You will find that Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Ali, first before he attacked the Crusaders, brought four of the major cities. He brought them and he united them before he attacked the Crusaders and regained and retook Jerusalem. That was Cairo, Damascus, Aleppo, and Mosul. He united the Muslims of these four cities and then he attacked. Then Allah Ta'ala granted him victory. And this is the reality. Until we are not united, Allah Ta'ala's assistance will not come upon us. So the second thing, my dear respected brothers, each and everyone strive for unity. We must not be the one to bring about more disunity in the Ummah. The third thing which is very important for us, we are living in a country where we are 2-4% of the population. We cannot be islands of our own in a country in which we are 2-4%. There are many situations in the world, if you just have to start thinking. Look at Sri Lanka. Muslims were very, very settled there. They did not have that amount of effort that they made upon interaction with the majority of the people. There came a time upon them, they were regarded to be anti-nationalists, people who were not for the country. And they were put under great amount of pressure that it became difficult for the woman to even wear the Islamic garb and go out in the open. And she was looked upon as a threat to the country. My dear respected brothers, we have to be very careful with regard to this particular aspect. And this is something that we are putting forward, that we do not believe, we believe, and let me say it very openly, we believe in the uniqueness of Islam. We believe that Islam is the religion of truth. Inna deena inna Allahi al-Islam. The deen in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever chooses a way of life and a religion other than Islam will not be accepted from him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Islam with a capital T, the absolute truth, not part of truth, the absolute and only truth. But together with us, my dear respected brothers, we have an opportunity and a responsibility to share the beautiful teachings of ours with the people of this land and with people who do not follow our faith. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah, one of our greatest scholars in the past few decades, in the opening of the Dewsbury Markaz, the Dewsbury Masjid, gave a talk and he said a very important thing. He said, wherever Muslims are in a minority, they have a responsibility to play such a role in the country in which they are living, that particular role is a role in which they show the people of their country that we are well wishers of yours. We are well wishers of the country. We are ones who want your prosperity. We want your success. Even if you do not follow our faith, we want your success both materially and spiritually. And our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed this. The Quran tells us about it. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the 28th surah of the Quran, tells us, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Yes, we are wary about any relationship which compromises our faith. As I said again and I'm repeating it, Islam is the absolute truth. But Allah Ta'ala says, Allah does not prevent you with regard to those non-Muslims who are not hostile to you, who are friendly to you, who don't expel you from your homes. Antabarruhum, that you must be kind and just to them. And the actual word is bir. And in hadith terminology, the word bir is used for our relationship with our parents. Birrul walidain. That word Allah uses us, that you must be good to the non-Muslims who are not hostile towards you. What have we done to share this particular deen to the people of our country? If we had this particular mentality that we have in South Africa, where we don't share our deen. We were in India, we were non-Muslims, those who are from the Indo-Pak background. How did we become Muslims? If the people who came from Arabia to India, if they had the same mentality and didn't share their deen, we would have been still languishing in dalalat and kufr. What have we done with regard to this? Nabi Karim Sallallahu one day went to go and visit a Jewish youngster who was sick. And we all say, follow the sunnah. How many of us have gone to a non-Muslim neighbor who is sick? Nabi Karim Sallallahu went to go and see him. And when Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, become a Muslim, and he looked up at his father, and his father said, Ati Abul Qasim, follow Abul Qasim. He became a Muslim. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadhahu min an-nar. Praise be to Allah who saved him from the fire. Where is that sunnah that we have been able to do so? Nabi Karim Sallallahu, even the person who was responsible for the death of his daughter, Habbar ibn Aswad, came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu, Ya Rasulullah, show mercy upon me. Nabi Akram said, go, I have forgiven you. The entire Quraysh became Muslims by the conduct of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a unique opportunity, my dear respected brothers. Do not let us be in a situation that people turn against us because and say, you are selfish. That you have done nothing for the country and its people. We have an opportunity and we have a responsibility to show our kindness and to show our philanthropy, our charity, our kindness and our deen and our values to the people. They are crying out for it. There is a need for people to show honesty, integrity, kindness. And people are anxious. If only we can show it. And lastly, I would like to say, my dear respected brothers, educate yourself and educate our children. The first verse that came in the Quran was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, that knowledge is that which is real, which brings you closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. The learned are those who fear Allah ta'ala. What is the use of knowledge that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the greatest thing is, see to it that we pay attention to the Islamic knowledge of our children. The basic, talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli Muslim. The acquiring of knowledge is compulsory upon every Muslim. What is compulsory? The ulama have said, Allah has given you a deen. What must you do in every walk of life? It is compulsory for you to know. If you are opening up a business, it is compulsory for you to know how to run a business according to Islam. You are going for Hajj, it is compulsory for you to know how to go for Hajj according to Islam and according to the Sunnah. It is compulsory. Talabul ilm, knowledge is compulsory. And then also in the other fields, I don't have the time, I hope I had the time to be able to explain to you. Throughout history, Muslims were in the forefront of every field of knowledge. Do not let anyone say that we must be behind this. When we are lagging in this, we have been prejudiced. We have become weak. We were in the forefront. Today we are not in the forefront. We are seeing the effect of it throughout the world because we are, in many ways, we are prejudiced because of our not being in the forefront of various fields. Look at our history. Ibn Nafis was the first person to show people the pulmonary circulation of the blood, which is wrongly attributed to William Harvey, who came 300 years ago. 300 years after him. Not 300 years ago. 300 years after him. Ibn Mas'ud, you know, in terms of geography. Ibn Firnas in terms of flying. And Ibn Sina in medicine. And, you know, I can go on. Jabir ibn Hayyan in chemistry. Muslims were the people. The first surgery that took place in terms of an eye operation, the cataract, took place by a Muslim physician. That surgical instrument that he used to do that operation is in the museum in Granada. It differs very little from what the surgical instrument the surgeons use today. Muslims must be in the forefront of Islamic knowledge. Islamic knowledge must form the basis and the framework for you to achieve knowledge in all other fields. Muslims must be in the forefront. We want Muslim doctors. And we want Muslim people to be in engineers. But they must come with the correct intention and with the correct methodology and with the correct intention to help people, to assist people, and to be in the forefront of that knowledge to be able to serve humanity as Islam has told us that we gain knowledge not only to earn wealth, but to be able to serve humanity. Basically, I've just concluded by saying four things, my dear respected brothers. Four important messages that we are leaving you with. One is, there must be a full commitment to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Commitment, obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give great amount of importance to Muslim brotherhood. Unity of the Muslim Ummah. I have given you the importance of the unity of the Muslim Ummah. Stay away from disunity and disharmony. It creates weakness in the Ummah. We have a situation where we are in a minority. How do we reach out to the majority without compromising our ideals? How do we show them the beauty, the wisdom, the honesty, the integrity of Islam, and to be able to reach out and to show good conduct to them, as I have given you the relevant Quranic ayahs with regard to it, and also to educate ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and you and I the understanding to understand these important messages, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal upon it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, my dear respected brothers, we have got a program this evening after Isha on the centenary of the Jamiatul Ulama. It will be very interesting for us to note the history of the Jamiat. They are great, great ulama and scholars of the past. who have done tremendous effort and service to bring Islam to where it is. Today we are in this masjid. Today we are Muslims. We have iman because of the effort of those ulama. Take a time, spare time to be able to listen to some of the efforts that have been achieved under the banner of the Jamiatul Ulama, inshallah, which we will be relating tonight. And we ask you to please participate in this program tonight. Jazakumullahu wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.